Hi everyone, I'm Nada Rothbart. I live here in the beautiful town of Sonoma, California, and I love it. My hope with this podcast is to introduce you to what it's like to live and work in Sonoma by sharing the personal experiences of notable personalities from our community. As a global real estate advisor with Engel & Polkers, I am fortunate to assist national and global buyers coming to Sonoma. Welcome to my podcast, Sonoma Voices. My beautiful new friend, Jeanette Fernandez. welcome to today's fabulous episode of Sonoma Voices. So happy to see you. I met you March 7th, celebrating International Women's Day. And something about you jumped, everything jumped at me. And we sat together and we talked, and I had to ask you to come here and share all the goodness in the world that you have to offer to this world. And I would like you to introduce yourself and tell me first, what are you doing now and how did you arrive to doing this right now?
Hi, Nada. Thank you so much for inviting me. And I must share that the feeling was mutual. As soon as I saw you, there was an immediate connection. And I am just so honored and delighted to be here. This is a wonderful project you've created, and I'm just so happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me. And you mentioned, you know, to introduce myself, my name is Jeanette Fernandez. I am the owner of A Soul's Touch, Holistic Healing and Astrology here in beautiful Sonoma. I was actually born and raised in Santa Cruz, California. And since a very young age, I knew I wanted to become a nurse to serve others in that way. I have, since a very young age, always been connected with learning about myself, connecting with myself, meditation, retreats, that just naturally, you know, came with me in terms of my essence. So something within me knew that I wanted to help others in that way. So I went on my own to Bakersfield and started living there, going to nursing school for the fact that they offered an accelerated nursing program. I stayed there for the 1 year and a half of nursing school instead of the traditional 3.5. And then I started working there at a general hospital, at a community hospital in Bakersfield. I learned a lot. I was able to practice all of my nursing skills. I was able to make the most beautiful connections with patients. And it is actually through them, Nada, that I became very aware of the need to heal in deeper ways, not just looking at the physical symptoms. Yeah, not just that, just at the physical symptoms, but the deeper part of our being, right? And our mind, our emotions, our spiritual connection or disconnection with our higher self, which is our spiritual self, and knowing that we're energy beings. And it was through them, you know, when you sit at the bedside with patients for the time being at your shift, you connect with them in so many ways. They share their stories. Sometimes you're there, you know, right before they pass, they transition, and you learn a lot about life, about yourself, and most importantly about healing and what healing in the sense of wholeness really represents. So it was from there that something within me ignited to learn more in terms of holistic and wanting to reach others and touch others, hold space for others in that way. And that's how I ended up doing holistic nursing and obviously incorporating astrology, which has been my lifelong passion.
It's so interesting how you said that you were inspired and touched by patients and what they're going through. And because of who you are, your true essence, I'm repeating your words, you were able to recognize that humans need healing to the deeper level. I now understand that our physical illnesses come from emotional pain. And
Absolutely.
if I'm not right, tell me. However, I am convinced that all our physical illnesses come from our emotional pain. When I was a kid, maybe high school, long time ago, and I heard or read in the newspaper or saw on TV that hospitals, regular hospitals, Western European hospitals were healing patients based on their emotions. And it was a revolution back then. And it's coming to America. When I came here 30 years ago, it was called alternative medicine. Maybe it's called right now too, holistic medicine or naturopathic or Ayurvedic. However, Chinese herbal medicine, those medicines were in existence since humans, and they were supporting humans since the beginning. It's thousands of years, so that they shouldn't be called alternative. That's my one of my things to say. It's not alternative, not to put down a Western medical field. They saved many lives and they do what they do well. However, with what you're doing, focusing on emotional side of patients and understanding deeper how human being is connected and how it needs to be healed, it's the way to go. Yeah.
Absolutely, Nada. I completely agree with you in terms of what you've shared. And really, people heal themselves. Really, what we need is to provide them a healing place, a hold space for a person to just remember who they really are, remember that essence that they are, and try to little by little, per se, remove those layers that we've had based on our past, based on beliefs, based on limitations and things that we've accumulated based on our past. But once we begin to really remove those layers and let them just dissolve and we surrender to who we really are, the healing just happens naturally. And that means something different for every person. I've seen healing through the transition, right, through passing. And that is healing as well. And why not hold space for a person, for a soul, to do that and to honor their journey.
You mentioned yes, our human body is we're born with an ability to self-heal. I also teach yoga and mentioned this line at least once in each class. If you put your body and your mind at the right circumstances, your body will self-heal. One part is doing yoga, another is what's going on between our ears. Another part is healthy food. Another part is being with nature. And I should let you tell me, how do you approach a patient when they come to your office?
Well, I use different techniques, different tools in terms of the holistic branch, because as you mentioned, there are so many branches to holistic healing, right? And it's in a very, the thing about holistic medicine is that you have to treat every individual as they are, and they are unique, right? Based on their past, based on their own happenings in terms of what's going on. So really get to know the soul that is sitting in front of me. And first of all, acknowledging how sacred that is already, that every encounter, just like this one, is very, very sacred, and to really be present for them. And that just opens, the trust, and naturally, and that just opens them to really begin to do their own healing and go from there.
Trust and safety, yes. Trusting you and feeling safe and figuring out who they are. Unbelievable. Tell me a little bit about your astrology. You said it's a lifelong passion of yours.
Oh yeah, that's just another tool there that I use and that I found very valuable in terms of a person to really remember who they really are, because at the end it's a very ancient art. At the same time, it's a science. So it's really, really powerful seeing yourself. There are different tools in terms of doing that. Now, I always say, and I must mention, that the greatest tool we have is not out there, right? It's really in here. When we begin to connect with silence, with stillness, and we pay attention to our life as well, we become observers of our life, self-aware of our thoughts, of our emotions, and really taking it in terms of really connecting with what's going on with me right now, with you right now, right? The emotions, the thoughts, especially those repetitive patterns that if we are very self-aware, we can become further aware of not only who we really are, but how we can make the changes that we need in order to grow. And astrology is just one of those tools that allows us to get to know ourselves by looking at the position of the planets at the precise moment of our birth. And it's basically, I always say, it's like our spiritual DNA, right? That first breath that we took, that spiritual connection that we have, and remembering that we evolve as humans, we evolve with the movements of the cosmos, with the seasons, right? Right now, as we are doing this podcast, we're about to enter spring and we can already feel the energy change. So the more connected we are with the natural rhythms of life, the more aware we are also connected with the fact that we're connected with everything else that is alive, then the more we get to know ourselves faster and in a much more ease way, instead of being in control or resistance in life.
I would love to listen to you all day long to the rest of my life.
You can tell I'm passionate about this, right? I love what I do, Nada. I
yes,
love what I do.
You are. I just realized we met two nights in a row, actually, in a group, in a smaller group of women, honoring a new moon. As far as astrology, I was so clueless about this that I was telling everybody it's honoring the full moon. And I'm looking at the sky. Oh, it's new moon. Okay. The same thing with astrology. I've never read my horoscope sign anywhere until recently. And probably 99.9%. Yes, they had my picture over there. They described me 1,000%. And then with my previous relationship, I'm like, okay, let's just see how good of a match we were. It was second to the worst match ever we were laughing, both of us. We, of course, stayed friends and everything is cool. We were laughing. Of course, that's why nothing worked out. So I'm a big believer without too much knowledge about this. So we met at two women's, powerful women's groups night after night. And
yes.
I know you enjoy these kind of things. What else are you enjoying out there in Sonoma? Tell me about your view of Sonoma.
Oh my, I absolutely love Sonoma. As I mentioned, I was born and raised in Santa Cruz. And when I reached about 5 years of working in the hospital and I began to have this desire to help people in a more holistic way, in a more holistic approach, I knew that it was time for change. And I wanted to move. I wanted to start something on my own, which is, you know, kind of how I got little by little here. And I remember driving, Nada, to different places, potential places to live. And one of them was Sonoma. And I arrived through, you know, I went through different areas of Sonoma. Eventually, I came by the plaza and I just parked. I got out of my car. And I remember just standing there and just, taking in the energy, the vibe of Sonoma, right? And honestly, it felt healing. It felt like home. And the sense of family, the sense of community, all of that was very, very palpable. And that's how, you know, I ended up here. And I have no plans of moving. I absolutely love Sonoma. I love to do yoga just as you do. I love to go for meditations, retreats, hikes. You can definitely find me downtown just sitting next to a tree. The wisdom of the trees, right? They are so old. They have been here for so long. They carry so much energy and just really embrace the day. Just pretty organically. And the seasons, as I was mentioning, I love to just reflect on that and look at the leaves and the people.
It is magical.
It
These trees
is.
you mentioned at the Square of Sonoma, somebody who apparently knew they are 150 years old, speaking about wisdom of trees.
Wow.
I'm at Sonoma. Is it true that I just read recently that trees can recognize you? Trees can see the color of your shirt, plants.
I
Would
definitely think they have a power of their own, yes. And remember, they are energy, right? They're alive, and so are we. So if I'm able to recognize you here, my dear, and then we go out with the trees, I do feel and sense that there is a sense of recognition of, oh, welcome back, right? When I go to the same tree. And we build a connection with nature as well. It's so beautiful.
yes, and they are similar to us, they have these deep roots and then they go down and help each other connect with the roots and grow together. As a city girl and spending my whole life in basketball arenas and college and buildings, I am discovering nature later in life, and it's a wonderful discovery. Very, very enjoyable. As you said, we are part of nature and we are one, and it's definitely healing. Square is healing, Sonoma is healing. Closeness to the bike path. I always mention bike path. There's very little bikes over there. It's just called bike path, and people walk in the morning, open
Oh,
fields on both sides, hiking trails. Incredible place to meet wonderful, wonderful young people like you, talented. I feel and see when I see you, and when I see what you're doing, there is a hope for humans to heal. We need more of you to bring to our attention that there is other way, not just going to CVS and buy nothing against CVS, buy vitamins in a bottle. They are nature grew for thousands of years, everything we need to survive. And we need to go back to nature and find it, make a tea, and trust that we are born with everything we need to self-heal. That's where I'm at.
absolutely. And just to find that natural rhythm of life. And we're grateful for technology and all these new things that are coming up, but not forgetting the interaction one by one, the community which Sonoma offers it so beautifully and naturally. And not forgetting the connection with ourselves. And it's our responsibility, despite no matter how many changes happen, that sometimes we feel the disconnect, the busyness, the noise. It's really our responsibility to remember to incorporate those practices day by day and not forget, our true self.
You're so amazing, and you're so close. You're right here in town. I know where your office is. Can you please remind me and remind everybody else who is listening or watching, where can people find you and what can you do for them?
Yes, you can find me on my website, A Soul's Touch, and you can email me as well. You can either fill out the form at that website that you will see, and I will return your message. I like to return messages within a 24-hour frame. Of course, if I'm sometimes out of town or whatnot, that might change a little bit, but for the most part, 24 hours. And you can reach me via email as well, Jeanette at A Soul's Touch.
Soul's touch.
Yes,
Gotcha.
that
You
was
couldn't come up with a better name. And look at you. You are all soul and heart. I am blessed and grateful to have met you. Now, when I have met you, you're not going anywhere from my life.
here today with each other, my dear. It was so beautiful when we connected that second time around. I saw you coming through the door. I was like, oh my gosh, it's Nada again. And
Again.
My spirit just rejoiced, and I'm so glad to have met you. I know it's for a reason, and continue to shine bright because what you are doing is so beautiful as well in so many ways.
Oh, thank you so much for taking the
Thank
time
you.
to be the guest in our episode of Sonoma Voices. I will follow you around and see what you are doing, and we will have a coffee or tea,
Yeah.
or people drink wine. I don't. In my country, when we say let's go for coffee, it means let's meet. It doesn't mean that you have to have coffee.
Yeah, I love that. I would love that. I would be delighted to share a very nice morning or evening with you, Nada.
That's a pretty, you have my promise. Thank you again. It has been my pleasure and my honor chatting with you and meeting you. And thank you again for being a guest of Sonoma Voices.
Likewise. Thank you very much, Nada.
My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Sonoma Voices. We hope you enjoyed it. I know I did. If you want to know more about our beautiful Sonoma, please email me at annrothbart@yahoo.com. And remember to follow the podcast to keep updated when we release new exciting voices.